This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Also, what helps to regulate and maintain the anxiety is helping others. And once again, if you read, and you will find in books of psychologists, therapies as well, something they call helper's high. There's something known as helper's high. The idea of helper's high is that when you help others, and you feel like you did something for someone else that helped him, it relieves your stress and your anxiety and your depression. You feel good about yourself. It's called helper's high. We don't need to read it from psychology books. We don't. We have this in our Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Baqarah, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِالْلَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla discussed in this ayah, mentioned about people who give generously during the day and during the night, whether publicly or secretly. They look after the people's needs. They give sadaqat, they feed the people, they clothe the people, they do all this. Allah Azza wa Jalla said their reward would be that there shall be no fee and worry, no fee upon them, nor should they worry. Al-Mufassirun rahimahumullah, they said, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون في الدنيا والآخرة. They will not fee and they will not worry in this life and in the hereafter. Now, help others. Call someone that is in extreme distress and anxiety and panic, and help him with a word, with money, with food, with drink, with anything. Help someone in the intention that Allah removes away this calamity and this burden from your heart and this anxiety and this worry that you're in. This is very important to do, my brothers and sisters in Islam.